Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Apologize for being late. Inner Sight around the world. Welcome, everybody.
Yeah.
And tonight, I wanted to talk about how these agencies for the disabled don't help us in the right way. They help us the way they think we should be helped. And it causes a lot of problems and a lot of strife in people's lives. What we really need is an executive order or a mandate so that they're allowed to do a better job. Now, I'm not saying that they should just hand people money, no. Mm-hmm. That wouldn't work either. Matter of fact, that would be worse with a lot of people.
Yeah.
So, but what they should do is to try to help a person become independent and safe. And, they're not, none of these agencies are really set up for that. They're only set up to help themselves, most of them.
Yeah.
And to keep getting money and, of course, badgering the government, and many times the money falls through and they don't even get it.
Right.
Now, that's another reason why they fail to help people. I wanna talk about some different examples that I think is very important. When we come back, I want to recognize a few people, and we'll try to give examples, and maybe we'll get phone calls from people who have other examples.
Okay.
Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East, the key to rescue, 609-388-7004, and we apologize if the show started late. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, Tom's River, New Jersey, adopting Akita. Big East, AkitaRescue.org. That's down in Tom's River, New Jersey. All right, Kennedy Realty, my buddy over there in Islip, New York. You can buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good information on mortgages and all that stuff. So give Mr. Kennedy a call, 631-888-1186, on the housing situation. And even if you need an apartment or you want to try to rent a house,
right,
talk to Kennedy. He's very knowledgeable. 631-888-1186. Hey, you need dog food, cat food, medical for your animal? Nobody's starved on Long Island is the number we're going to give you. And the guy's name is Gary. He's a volunteer. He set up his organization to help people, to help animals so they don't starve. All right. 631-484-3085. I'll give you that number again in a minute. If you're a disabled person and you have trouble getting to Gary to pick up the food, let him know. Sometimes he can bring it over to you.
Yeah.
631-484-3085. Nobody starves on Long Island.
Yeah.
All right, December 1st, the Able News ad comes out, the new Able News ad, December 1. So look for that on page 4. And we want to thank Angela for publishing for doing an exchange with us. Read the Able News. We got an Able. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, you got an Able News ad?
Yeah, give me 1 second.
Let it kick. Rip it out.
All right, later. Give me a second. I just have to get it going.
What are you mumbling? Don't mumble on the show.
I said I
have
to give
Speak
it a
out.
Second. The body
bad to mumble
slow
on
the
show.
I had an allergic reaction, ladies and gentlemen, and I took something
Playing
to calm
part.
Down. The allergic reaction, and it put me
the
to
what?
Sleep. I said I took something to calm down the allergic reaction, and it put me extremely to sleep. So that's why, number one, we're late.
You gotta get that stuff away from you.
Yeah.
No damn good. None of it.
It's good. Trying to kill me, I gotta say. Why is this
well,
so slow?
People are gonna think and begin to think that that's what you want. You keep taking it.
No, I don't. But you know what? If I didn't do it, I would have went into anaphylactic shock.
Nah,
today.
Come on. You don't
know I know
that.
So.
Half this
because
stuff.
Of
you know what?
I'm
going to tell you something. I believe half this stuff you make up.
I no,
don't
I
believe
don't.
It.
Yeah?
Well, that's my own
I don't make
theory.
Up shit. Believe me.
That's
believe
my
me,
theory.
I don't make up shit.
Anyway, play the
believe
Able
me,
News.
I would want to be far, far, far away from what I have. Trust me. Believe me.
I don't want to be involved with people that take drugs. I'll tell you that.
What is it?
That's for sure.
You don't want to be involved with what?
People who take drugs.
I don't take drugs, believe me. I don't take drugs in the manner you think I take drugs. Believe
well,
me.
You know, you don't have to get them illegally to take drugs. A lot of people
no,
take
I don't take
stuff,
drugs man. That like you think I have. I was
and it
in
makes
a
them,
severe
crazy.
Anaphylactic shock today. Okay? Now, if that's the case, why would I want to take something that makes me feel disgusting?
Play the Able
I don't
News,
like that.
Please. There's no
I'm gonna
forum
give it to
for
you.
This debate.
I'm going to get it for you.
We got a show to do here.
Yeah.
Able News.
Frank, give me a second, all right? I'm getting to the studio. You're really on a mood tonight. You really are. I might just hang up.
In a sight,
like
never mind. Look,
cry,
just do me a favor, please.
I am going to do you the favor.
Put,
you,
put yourself on mute and let me do the show solo tonight. Because you're not
No, I don't want to do that to you.
In the right
I'm
mind.
Gonna, I am in my right mind. I'm going to do the show for you. All right? So I'm going to grab the whatever I need, and I'm gonna play it. So here it is. You ready? But you just distracted
Able is
me,
the
and I was going to do that.
For, by,
yes,
and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
There you go.
All right. In a sight, and as we said, December 1, look for the ad in Able, and we thank Angela for that. Yeah, so you know, there's millions of disabled people who need all different kinds of help, and you go to these agencies or you call them, and you find out that they only do one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them claim that they do rehabilitation.
Right.
Well, that's the same thing that the nursing homes do.
Yeah, right.
So think about that.
That's true.
I mean, what are they, like an echo of the nursing
the agencies.
Homes?
Yeah.
they're echoing the nursing homes. See, if you had the funds in an account for your rehabilitation, you wouldn't need these agencies.
That's
so
right.
People go to them because they don't have the means to get rehab if that's what they want. But they completely ignore the real help that people need. Now, I'll give you what I believe is an example. Millions of us went to school. We were kids, and let's take the blind, all right? Millions of blind children, kids, went to school, learned Braille, you know, learned how to read and all that, and write Braille and all that. And then the school, a lot of times, brought in somebody from the Commission for the Blind to give you a big speech, see, telling you how you go there and they evaluate you and you go through all this stuff and, you know, there's no guarantee of anything. But they rehabilitate you.
Yeah.
Right? Now, this school that teaches you the Braille, you know,
yeah,
to be able to go out into the world and hopefully get a job and all that, the school assumes no responsibility after you leave the school. In other words, they don't follow through and hey, we taught all these people Braille. You know, we're the Board of Education, we're the state of New York, or whatever state you're in. We insist that you put raised print and Braille all over this state. And of course, all over the country, because we taught these children Braille with the idea that it's going to help them in life. See? But they don't do that. It doesn't work that way. They only do the part that gives them money. They don't care about you. When you graduate and go out into the world and they taught you Braille and now you're out there. I've actually known people that I went to school with when we were kids. You know, you graduated high school and all that. And they're out in the world and they're trying to find the Braille, thinking that
yes,
this Braille is going to be up there for them.
It isn't.
Of course it isn't.
Yeah.
So the school doesn't really help you.
No, they don't.
You know? They don't insist. They don't use their influence to make sure you can find the bus stop and, you know, the traffic signals, the signs.
No.
The windows, everything. I mean, it doesn't make sense. And you know who pointed this out to me years ago when I was friends
yeah.
with Ray Charles. We walked down Broadway
yeah.
together.
Mm-hmm.
And Ray said, you know, he said, you see what I mean? Why did we learn Braille in school?
That's right.
And where is it? How come they didn't
yeah,
set
right?
it up? I mean, it would make sense. It would follow through that they're trying to help people to get a job, right? You put the Braille
yeah,
and
exactly.
the raised print in all the places.
That's true.
Of course, you know, you go down the whole line, make the whole everything accessible. But I picked out the blind because This is what I learned when I was a kid. So the institutions that you have to deal with and the agencies. Now, you got all these agencies. When I was a kid, I went to the White House for music and all that. You know, they gave me, I learned Braille music. And, you know, they had it there. But you couldn't go into a store and say, can you please put this into Braille? I read Braille. They'd look at you like you're crazy.
Right.
Well, we can't do that. Now, the Lighthouse is a multi-billion dollar operation by now, you know. Why didn't they make sure that every store, every music store, or every store, include them all, didn't have the ability, you know, to Braille stuff, a Braille press, all you need. So the agencies are not helping us the way we need to be helped. They're helping themselves.
Yes, they are.
Now you take all these people we talk about in the nursing home who suffer because they're not allowed to have the home health aide in there. We talked about that last night.
Yes, we did.
All right. Why aren't these agencies that correspond with the person's disability, why aren't they doing something about that? See, you know what they should do? I'll tell you what they should do. They should take an example, raise the money, and take an example of one nursing facility, you know, and pay for the aid for people, you know, for a few days or whatever money they can raise, and call a news conference. Right in the damn lobby of the place.
That's right.
You know? Or even outside, you know, whatever. And say, look, we did this because we care about these people. These aides in here and these nurses are supposed to care about these people. And they're not doing a damn thing. You know? We've invited all the politicians here to witness that we raised the money to give these people aids who need them so they're not neglected. We demand, not ask, we demand that the state of New York correct this situation immediately. You see, if these friggin'-ass agencies would do this, we wouldn't be in this situation now. But they don't do it. They don't give a damn about those people.
I have, even though you, what happened today, right, I'm going to say something. Nobody ever gave me something to tell me that this reaction was going to make me, they didn't give me a slip to tell me that it was going to cause me extreme sleepiness. I didn't get no slip. I had no idea. So I was really ticked off.
All these drugs are bad.
Yeah, I know.
They're all bad. They all have side effects. Every drug has side effects.
Yeah, but they should have given me some sort of, I know, they should have given me some sort of slip. So now what I'm doing is in a marker, I'm writing on this thing, don't take. It's really crazy. I'm getting to the point that I'm getting frustrated.
Away.
Yeah,
get
I know. Rid of it. Yeah. Remember what I remember all this time? You know, Grandma of the Rascals and throwing pills out the window? I want to have a pill party with all my friends. And just throw all the pills one day out the window when I'm ready. You know, I go to Dr. Zhu and I go to Dr. Calabi.
These doctors are never going to make you ready. You got to do it on your own.
I know I'm going to do it.
All they're
going
to do is keep giving you this crap.
I noticed that.
That's all they're going to do. That's all they care about.
Yeah, I want to have a pill party.
My friend, the other day said it.
Yeah.
The guy who was the new friend of mine who donated some money to Intersight, he said it the other day. He said, these doctors are like auto mechanics.
Yes,
you go to them, and they don't want to tell you there's nothing wrong with your car because they can't make any money. They want something to be wrong with you.
Yeah, that's true.
That's how they operate.
Yeah.
And then they give you poison on top of it.
That's true. To make you more, ill.
You got to learn how to get away from them.
Oh,
that's the thing, man. And you know what? I got to tell you something. For some people, it's too damn late now. What are you going to do? Too late.
Well, the good thing, it's not too late for me. I'm wise to it. So I'm going to do a little bit at a time, sneak away
some
from it.
Some people get trapped
if I do it any other way, they
could...
Well, the only thing that bothers me, the only thing that bothers me is that I'm scared that they will say, oh, she's, too far gone. Let's put her in a nursing home. That would bother me badly if they started doing that BS on me. You know?
Well, that's one of the things that happens when you take all these damn drugs and you get worse and you can't stand on your own.
That's the problem I'm scared of. Yeah, I am. I can't say that I am not. They
all
can,
right,
in
a site.
In something meaningful.
Don't count on any of the agencies to help you.
Oh, no, hell no.
They're going to declare you mentally ill and put you in a,
that's
in
it.
A state
that's
hospital.
That's
what they would do for you.
But I have in a site that's going to help me. That's all I know. I have you. I do. I really do. I'm thankful
well,
for that.
Well, in a site doesn't have the money to really help anybody. All we can do is tell people, tell the world what has to be done.
Yeah.
If we ever get the money, we'll
do
it ourselves.
No, I know. But I know you'll stand for me. I know that.
Yeah, talking tonight about how these agencies don't help us the way we need to be helped. I mean, there's so many examples. You know, you take the service dog system, a disabled person has a dog, good relationship with the dog, a dog that knows them and all that, and they want to turn it into a service dog. You can't go to the local guide dog school and say, oh, well, listen.
No,
you can't. You got a good trainer. I want to have this dog. I want you to come over, take a look, and help me train this dog. They're not going to help you.
No, they're not.
You know why? Because it doesn't help them to do
that's
that.
That's right.
And there's no law on top of it. You can't say, hey,
worse.
If you don't do it, I'm going to talk to a lawyer and take you into federal court. You're violating my rights. So there's another example of what's going on. And how many people have they taken applications on and raised the money and told them, oh, we don't have a dog for you? I wonder how many, what's the statistics on that?
Oh, I'd like to look it up if there is any.
Yeah, good luck.
Exactly.
There are no statistics on that particular type of system. Where they take an application, they process it with no intention to give the person the service dog, but yet they'll use the application to raise the money because the donor doesn't know what's going on. They don't let people know how many they turn down in a year. And then they'll tell you on top of that, we gave the dog to another blind person. This person didn't work out. And then they'll have you believe that they custom trained the dog for the first individual that didn't work out, but they took it and gave it to another. Now, if the dog is custom trained,
how could it go to another?
How are they giving it to somebody else?
That's right.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't.
Of course it doesn't make any sense when you're not telling the truth. never does.
Right.
So that, and there's another way that we're not helped by these organizations, even though the money is there. You know, the trainers are there and all that. They don't care about us. They care about themselves. They got it all figured out. 213-816-1650. Anybody want to call in and talk about how the agencies haven't helped you? We'd like to hear your story.
Yeah.
Anybody on the line?
Yeah.
All right, inner sight.
No, nobody's there.
What? I can't understand.
Nobody's
you.
There. I'm sorry.
Nobody on the line, okay.
Yeah.
There's so many people who give up on these agencies. Don't go
yes,
to them.
Do.
Stay away from them.
Yeah.
You know. Because
they don't want to deal with it. They don't want to deal with it, right?
Well, they've been embarrassed. They've been hurt. They've been put down, you know?
Yeah.
And they just don't want to go through that. And
of course.
You can't blame them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard enough trying to adjust to your disability.
Of course.
Without having to deal with a system that's not there to help you. It's only there to help themselves. So it'll never change unless the politicians do something about it, unless it's mandated, you know, that now, you have to help the person with their needs, within the needs, the basic type of needs we're talking about.
Yeah.
You know. And that's really how it should be.
Yeah.
You know, because you wanna get a job, you wanna go to school, you wanna start your own business maybe.
Anything. Yeah.
You know, the system is not set up to help the person. It's set up to help the agency. There's a big difference.
Yeah.
Big difference. So we at Inner Sight are trying to convince people about this. We sent out another tweet today. We get any response on that tweet? I'm just curious. I mean, to me, it doesn't matter if we get response or not, because you have an element in this world, and they may never change the nursing home. See, a lot of people don't want the answer.
No, they don't.
They want to keep it the way it is.
Yes, they do.
You know? That's part of the evil
twisted empire.
The evil direction of this world.
Yeah.
So you may not ever change it, but
hey,
you keep trying. You don't give up.
No, you don't.
You know, you keep on trying because sometimes you hit a miracle.
Yeah.
So now what happened? Anything on the tweet?
Yeah, I'm looking. Hold on. Sometimes I look in another area. It gives me a better response than when I'm looking over here. All right, hang on.
What do people do? Write it in?
They write it underneath your post, but sometimes you see a better picture of it when I look in another location.
Yeah, if you can read that stuff.
I can't. It's sometimes very hard for me to read it.
If I get a tweet set up, you know, and I get a computer.
Oh, yeah.
I would need it to come over in Braille.
Yeah, you could get that, you know, set up.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, the Commission for the Blind would be the first one
somebody
to give it to me.
Yeah,
the Commission for the Blind is going to give me a Braille, give me all that equipment to bash the hell out of them. Can you picture that?
I can let you
never
set
happened
up that way. You know what's funny?
Never happened. They're going to give me a setup like that to send out streaming.
Yeah.
That the commission should protect people who are denied service dogs.
That'd be funny if they do.
It's never going to happen.
But you know what? Here's the thing you can do. If they are really doing a good job, then you could actually, you know, say they did a good job. So that would be something good. They can always say that you did a good job. But if you did a bad job,
the only way they can do a good job is to change the system.
Do you know that we just got an anchor coming on our web, following us?
We got a what?
A news anchor following us.
A news anchor? Who's that?
Yeah. Sade from ABC. S-A-G-E.
ABC.
ABC. Yeah.
What's the person's name?
Sade, S-A-D-E. Sade from ABC.
Save?
Sade, S-A-D-E. Sade. Hold on, let me look it up again. Maybe a lovely Michelle sent her. Yeah, I'm trying all
so, what, they're looking on the show?
Yeah, they are. Her last name is B-A-E. I can't see it too well. Hold on. You know, this is not the, this is sort of Twitter's fault not giving me. Oh, wait, even better, Frank. ABC Breaking News Politics. Yeah, the politics got, you know, is giving us information as well through Sade. So that's interesting. ABC News Politics is giving us information through Sade.
I'm going to call Schumer's office tomorrow.
Ooh.
And see if we can interest them
In
doing a press conference about how people in nursing homes should have their aid, their home health aid. The money's there for it.
Yeah.
Let's see if he's going to do something about it.
Oh, I hope he does. I really do, because he's following
we
us
can,
also.
We can, as an advocate group, we can certainly speak out.
Yes, we can. We definitely
he'll
can.
Do something.
I hope
you know,
so.
We can get other people to speak out.
Interested. Yeah, we did.
I think we ought to make a move
to look at our
to try to alleviate some of the suffering.
Oh.
You know, and maybe get one of these agencies to do what I said. Sponsor some aids for people and set the example for the government. We don't have the money to do it. If we did, we wouldn't just be up here talking. We would damn ass do it.
That's right.
How many agencies have the money and are not doing
it? That's right. I know.
Hundreds of them.
Right.
All over this country.
Right.
I mean, what's to lose?
That's right.
You know? You spend a few thousand dollars and you help, half a dozen people. Why are you doing this? Because we want to send a message to the President of the United States. Get these home health aides in the nursing home with the person.
That's right. Oh,
so
CNBC follows
like
us a bit. Do you know CNBC follows us?
That's nice. I wish they would do something, not just follow us.
I know. A lot of people like to follow what's going on, but they're too afraid to do something about it. That's the issue.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well,
don't have
I'm
going to
call Chuck Schumer tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll do it together. I can help. I would love to
see what they got to say. I don't count on anything, but at least I'm going to be able to come up on this show and say I called them.
That's right. That's how
Insight
could do that, you know.
213-816-1650, and it's 847.
Let me take another
New
one.
York.
I'm sorry.
Talking tonight about how these agencies don't help us the way they should. You know, they really ought to be there for us. I'd like to see an agency put out and maybe do a press release on the disabled person. If you go for a job, you know, and you need anything to help you apply for that job,
that's
you know,
true.
Call us. We have a fund for that. We're establishing a fund to help disabled people be equal in applying for the job. That doesn't mean you're going to get the job.
Right, but you'll be equal.
It means that you're going to be equal in applying for the job.
That's right.
That makes a big difference.
Yeah, it does. We have
I don't know one agency that does that.
No, they don't.
I mean, there should be.
Yeah.
Should be more than one.
Yeah.
And again, they can make some money on that. They can fundraise.
Yeah.
And make the money in addition to establishing the fund. In other words, they can if they want to raise $100,000, they can raise $150,000, and $50,000 goes into the organization.
Yeah.
You see, a lot of these agencies have something that we don't have. They have an affluent board of directors.
Well,
people
they have an
big
affluent
money.
Committee, a whole committee, which is good.
Yeah, big money.
Yeah.
So they don't have to go and find the people. They already have
them. They have it already. Yeah.
But they're not doing anything to really help people.
That's right.
To be out there in an equal way.
In an equal world, you know, per se, you know.
Well, the world's not equal. It's not
very
for us.
Very unequal, you know.
Yeah. So, well, that's what's needed. And you really got to order these things by the law. These agencies are not going to do this. Well, many of them are restricted from doing it, too.
Yeah.
So you gotta change the whole way things are done. And that's why we do these shows, to let people know the great need. And speaking of ABC, I want to thank Michelle Charlesworth.
Oh, yeah.
For doing that news thing on us over a year ago now. Hey, is that still up on the website?
Yes, it is.
How do you know?
Because I check it out once in a while.
Have you seen it up there?
Yes, I have. I check on it.
Can you find it and play it?
Yeah, I can. Hold on. But it's not on our board, but you're going to have to hear it through my phone. So hold on.
Well, I don't know if we could hear it, but
you could try. Let me look for it. Okay?
Why don't we have? Can't you put it on the board? We should have it on the board.
Because it's I have to just do a little tweak for. I have to go through one of my softwares to convert it over. But give me a little.
Well, you
got to
get permission too.
For the Follies tomorrow, okay?
You got to get permission. Probably.
Yeah, that's fine.
But if you can find it, let's. See if we can hear it.
I just won't play it. I'll put it on the board, and you could ask Michelle tomorrow if we could just play it. That's all.
Oh, you can't play it?
Well, you just asked Michelle. You just said to me that you wanted to ask Michelle. So you got to make sure that it's okay. That's all.
Well, I know it's okay to play, but I don't know if we can have it on the board.
Yeah, that's it.
You can certainly click it on and play it. That's why it's
there. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Are you able to click that on?
Yeah, give me a second. I have to.
All right, in a sight, television. Yeah, tonight we were on Alt 7:30, Channel 20. 7:30 Thursday night. Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network.
ABC.
1997. 11 o'clock Wednesday night. Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel.
Okay,
so check us out on the television.
Okay.
Tomorrow night, the Funnies.
Yeah. Okay, here it is. I got it. I have to just put it up, okay? Oh, here we are. Here's Frank
what?
And his dog. It's real easy to get to, easy. All you have to do on the main page is just type Inner Sight. And then it says,
yeah.
Struggles During the COVID-19 Pandemic, isn't it? It says, by Michelle Charlesworth.
So you found
so
it? Can
yeah,
is there any audio on it?
Yeah, I'm going to play it now. So give me a moment. I'm going to raise my volume on my cell phone. Yep.
Here,
hold on. Okay, hang on. Do you hear me, Frank?
I hear you.
Do you hear me, Frank?
Yeah.
Okay, just wanted to make
Many
sure.
Many people with disabilities who depend on aid suddenly found themselves without help during this health crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Individuals left on their own after their home care givers stay at home fearing.
Oh, come on. Wait.
People with challenges called Inner Sight. And then there's Jose Hernandez, a quadriplegic whose home health aide for the last 12 years, Fausto Romero, stopped coming to work because he got very sick with the coronavirus and then passed away. Jose leaned on friends.
We ended up sharing a lot of home care, and unfortunately, he continued to get sick. And a week later, he went into the hospital. A week after that, he went onto the ventilator. And 2 days after that, he passed away on Easter Day. It was very hard. He was with me for 12 years.
Jose works for a group called UnitedSpinal.org and adds, the New York City Mayor's Office for People with Disabilities is fantastic about connecting people with resources.
Food resources, they have SNAP benefit resources. They even have SNAP benefit resources for your service animal.
Okay, let's talk help. We connected Suzanne, the first woman you met in the story, with a church for grocery delivery. Then there's a nonprofit called Visions that's doing a lot of work with people. And there's a brand new nonprofit called Invisible Hands Deliver. Their volunteers do free food delivery for food that's already been purchased. But Frank points out there's still so much need out there.
The virus is taking its toll. We all know that. But it's 1,000 times worse when you're disabled or you're elderly.
There it is. That's it.
Yeah, I didn't hear the beginning of it, but I heard part of it.
Well, the problem is that the internet is very slow lately, so it jumps and it, I don't know, it's just really bizarre lately, the internet.
All right, Inner Sight, and thank you, Michelle.
Yeah, thank you.
That's still up there. Boy, that's a miracle.
Yeah.
There are some miracles in this world.
Yeah.
And my darling sister Michelle is one of them.
Oh, she's a sweetheart. She is a sweetheart.
All right, Inner Sight. And don't forget, tomorrow night we're going to have some fun over here with
fun,
the frolics.
Yeah,
I decided I'm going to reveal all the inside information about all my past girlfriends.
Uh-oh.
So, should be a lot of crazy fun with that. And we'll get off on that tomorrow night. Inner Sight. And, of course, Jimmy Dinigan will be here. Oh, we've got to tell you about Dinigan's girlfriend.
Oh, my. That must be interesting.
Yeah.
Do they like the Pale Ginger Ale song? That's all I got to know.
You what?
Did they like the Pale Ginger Ale song? That's, you know, that's really important.
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know.
All right, Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Want to thank all our friends, all our listeners, over 111,000 strong.
Yeah, I got a figure for you.
Growing.
211,200 and I think 17.
All right. Don't forget tomorrow night on the Inner Sight Frolics with all the crazy fun. You got to laugh. If you can't laugh at it, forget it. You're finished.
That's right.
So keep on laughing.
Yeah.
You're the guy who laughed all the way to the bank.
Yeah, I like that.
He lost all his money.
Uh-oh.
Still laughing.
That's a big problem there. He laughed that he lost his money.
I'm going to try to get my buddy John on the show. He's got a lot of jokes.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we'll get him to tell some jokes.
Yeah.
Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our direct number, 631-224-3090. Thank all our friends and Suzanne, engineer, co-host. Stay away from those pills.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Sorry the show started late, but better late than never doing it.
That's right.
So we got it in.
Yes, we did.
We did it.
Yes, we did.
And if you go to an agency and you're asking for help and they don't want to help you, call us.
That's right.
We can push them along.
Yes, we can.
Maybe we'll even aggravate them into doing it. We'll annoy them.
Yes, we will. We'll be a Joseph. And he actually made sure, even if he, didn't want to, he made sure and pulled together every single skill that he had in that small
frame. Who are you talking about?
Joseph Arian. He pulled together every little strength that he had to make sure he did what he could. He really did.
All right, we're going to go up the air. Thank you so much.
All right, take care.
Goodbye, world. Inner Sight.
Inner Sight.
Good night, everybody. See you tomorrow night.
All right.
With the funnies.
Yeah.
Live on Inner Sight.
Good night.